Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 20 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Behold the Lamb of God. John Owen once wrote, "One of the greatest privileges a believer has, both in this life and for eternity, is to behold the glory of Christ. Only a sight of His glory and nothing else will truly satisfy God's people. Indeed, it is by beholding the glory of Christ that believers are gradually transformed into His image and then brought into an eternal enjoyment of it. On this depend our present comforts and future blessedness. This is the life and reward of our souls." Our text for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 29 through 34. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The word "behold" is an interesting word that is rarely used today. However, it appears in Scripture over 1,500 times. It is usually a command that means to look, open your eyes, and pay attention. In Scripture, it is almost always paired with an exclamation mark. It is not a gentle request. It is a forceful imperative that carries with it a sense of urgency. When God uses it, it is similar to Him grabbing us by the arm, looking into our eyes, and urging us to notice something incredibly important that we are not currently paying attention to. It is eye-opening to realize how much of our spiritual life hinges on what we are focused on. Observe just a small sample of where the word "behold" is used in Scripture. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." From Jeremiah 32:27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" From Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me." John wants everyone to behold Jesus as the Messiah, Upon seeing Jesus, he proclaims, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John provides the same testimony about Jesus on two consecutive days. You can see John 1:29 and then John 1:36. He firmly identifies Jesus as the Lamb of God and believes that Jesus will remove the sin of the world. The Old Testament mentions a lamb 96 times, with 85 instances referring to a sacrifice. Also noteworthy is John the Baptist's family connection to the Old Testament sacrificial system. Remember that John's father, Zechariah, served as a priest in the Jerusalem temple. Check out Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25. He was fulfilling his priestly duties in the sanctuary when God revealed to him that his wife Elizabeth would bear a son named John. This means John grew up immersed in the sacrificial system, would have been well acquainted with the sacrifice of lambs. By identifying Jesus as the Lamb of God, John testifies that God sent Jesus to be the ultimate sin offering for humanity. Moreover, John the Baptist is Jesus' second cousin. The Bible states that John's mother Elizabeth and Jesus' mother Mary were first cousins. John and Jesus grew up together, attending festivals of sacrifice and spending time in each other's company. This familiarity enhances the credibility of John the Baptist's testimony, as he personally knows Jesus and understands the significance of lamb sacrifices. As an eyewitness to both lambs and the Lord, John affirms that Jesus is the Son of God. He is confident that Jesus' ultimate sacrifice will provide a solution to our sin problem. Some questions to consider. Why was John so intense about his desire for people to behold that Jesus was the Lamb of God? How is John's witness a model for you today? How urgently are you witnessing? In what ways does your focus cause you to behold Jesus as the Lamb of God? And finally, what is God revealing to you thus far in our study? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.